And right now, it is time, I do believe, for a check on sports.
Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, mama.
There was someone else at Lawson's Creek this morning.
Really?
We looked for coffins together. Her name is Vicky.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
Devil.
152!
152! Oh! I forbid you to talk to that intemperance. She's the devil!
She's not the devil. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
I never said she was the devil!
She's the most beautiful woman in the world! Oh, please don't hurt me!
Adam Sandler. I love that movie. And we'll say good morning on that point to Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
I did too, but you missed the best part.
Which one?
When Mama called it foosball.
Yeah, it's foosball. That's what I thought was on there. I don't like the foosball.
You can't play the foosball.
Well, my favorite part of that movie is when he stands up and he's answering the professor, and the professor... And he just beats the living bejesus out of the professor.
The medulla oblongata.
That's right. Mama says.
Mama's wrong.
That's right.
Mama's not wrong, Colonel Sanders. You're wrong.
That was such a funny movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. But I use that term all the time, and people don't know what I'm talking about.
Well,
I call it the fool's ball.
What I was really looking for was when he opened up a can of whoop-ass.
There was only one can of whoop-ass opened yesterday.
And that
was for all the ignorant people that really think football is legitimate.
It was amazing that last call in the first game, so blatant of a penalty. There's no consistency, and that did cost New Orleans the game.
And the referees admit it to Peyton. Yeah, we made a mistake. I almost said it. No bleep. No bleep, dummy. Really? If there was 70,000 people in the Superdome and 5,000 and 5 million people watching it on TV, there was 5,070,000 people that knew it was wrong. The only people that thought it was right were the idiots that made the call.
And you
decided a season and a Super Bowl on your blatantly ridiculous wrong call.
And they spoke to the cornerback who made the hit.
The guy said thank you to the referee.
But they asked him after the game, was that a penalty? He said, yeah, it was a penalty. He said, I wasn't going to give up a touchdown. So, yeah, it was a penalty because a penalty was better than a touchdown.
It was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. With gambling being legal, I'm sure a lot of people need new TV sets today.
So there's that game.
What a joke. So what an absolute joke. People watch the NFL. You need to have your head examined.
So the Rams move on to the Super Bowl via the officials. And in the second game, it was truly a great – I love seeing those two quarterbacks play.
I watched very little of it. I was watching The Accountant with Ben Affleck.
Oh, I love that movie,
after
too.
After that first game, I couldn't watch the second game. But I did flip back to it in time to see a key play when Kansas City was winning and had the Patriots on the ropes. And a guy who's probably been playing football since he was 7 lines up offside.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
No question. That wasn't a rigged call, huh? Line up offsides. Come on, really? When is the rock and roll guy going to come out of the stands with the chair and hit the referee with it? I can't remember the name of the mouth of the South. What was his name?
Jimmy
Hart?
Yeah.
Yeah, when is Jimmy Hart, he's going to come and he's going to take his hat off and show he's the referee?
Jimmy, come on.
This football's an insult to your intelligence. It's an absolute ridiculous sport that you can't watch.
Well, it was fun. If you would have watched about the last 15 minutes of that game, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch, is all I can say.
What a joke. And the NFL still gets it wrong. In the second game, The Patriots got the ball, right? Scored a touchdown, win the game. The other team still won't have a chance to come back. You got no chance to come back. That's like saying, well, if you give up a two-run homer in the top of the 10th inning, you can't bat in the bottom of the 10th inning. But if you only give up a one-run home run, you can bat in the bottom. You should get the ball regardless of what it is. The only way you shouldn't get the ball is if there's an interception, returns for a touchdown, or you fumble the ball and the other team scores off it. That's it, because both teams have the ball. This was just as bad as when the Colts lost with Peyton Manning sitting on the sidelines. But the NFL said, hey, we got it right now. You got it right. A five-year-old kid can understand both teams need to get the ball. The NFL, like I said for about the fifth time this morning, it's an insult to your intelligence.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play.
What a joke!
I'm gonna play this for you here. I think.
Foosball, bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other. Remember when that man wanted you to play foosball, Bobby?
Let's talk about Bobby playing football.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. You see, my boy is too delicate to be playing foosball or whatever you call it with them called engines. Foosball? You playing the foosball behind my back? School? You going to school?
The foosball.
I'm sorry. I know it's... But it makes, you know, I love movies that make me laugh.
You know what? What's wrong with it?
Adam Sandler makes me laugh in most of his movies, but this movie was so good. It had so many good lines in it.
I love that one, and I love the other one. That's my boy.
That's right.
Look, it's Tubby. He's going to win the marathon.
Kathy Bates was great in that, too.
those are two of my favorites.
Oh, gosh.
Two of my favorites.
The water boy. All right, what else in sports? Where else can we go?
Islanders, fifth in a row, first place.
Unbelievable.
Playing great hockey.
Unbelievable.
They beat Tampa Bay last week pretty good, and they've won five in a row. They beat Washington the other day. Playing really good hockey and sitting in first place. Do you see that, Ranger fans?
Oh, the Rangers. Are the Rangers even close to the playoffs?
The Rangers are close to the Devils, who are the worst team in hockey.
Unbelievable.
No, the last time I looked, the Devils were near the bottom basement in the league with 43 points, yeah. And the Rangers have 46.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, and this is the new NHL when you get a point sometimes just for showing up. But, yeah, the Islanders are playing tremendous. Like I said, that was their fifth in a row. They're beating everybody. They beat Washington. They beat Tampa. Tampa's the best team in the league. They have the most points in the league. The Islanders, they've won 8 out of their last 10, 5 in a row, 14-7 at home, 15-8 on the road. You can't ask for more balance than that. That's the kind of records team has that win championships.
Well, it's a nice surprise, and it's a good surprise. It's nice to see that for them.
Yeah. You just better hope the NFL doesn't get involved with hockey because, you know, imagine the Game 7 in the Stanley Cup and somebody scores with about 3 seconds left, but they say it was no goal, and TV shows that the puck went through the net. But it shot so hard it broke the net, but they say it's no goal because there's no puck in the net. Welcome to the NFL, folks.
All right. We'll check
what
with you.
What a joke.
So when is the Super Bowl? In 2 weeks?
Who cares?
Mama cares.
Who cares when the Super Bowl is?
All right. I'll speak with
you. 2 weeks, yes. But, you know, it's almost like watching Days of Our Lives when you want to see how hot Susan Lucci looks. The only thing watching football is you want to see how are they going to have it rigged this time.
We'll find out in 2 weeks.
What a joke.
All right,
when people ask me to get in these box pools, I just look at them and laugh. I said I'd sooner spend the $50 playing a lottery.
All right. We'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day. Stay warm.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.